I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 6:45. A New Mexico GOP congressional candidate has landed an endorsement from U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. Former Hobbs Mayor Monty Newman announced Thursday the conservative senator from Texas is supporting his bid for New Mexico's southern congressional seat. Cruz says Newman has worked, quote, tirelessly to promote principles that reflect the values of the people of his district. Newman is seeking the Republican nomination for the state's 2nd District, currently held by U.S. Representative Steve Pierce, who is running for New Mexico governor. Newman is facing at least 3 other candidates in the GOP primary. The former mayor says he would fight for, quote, conservative values as a congressman representing the state's U.S.-Mexico border region. Many North Texans have taken up backyard farming, often raising chickens, because they want fresh, homegrown food. As Trace Powell reports, one Flower Mound couple even gave up corporate jobs to pursue their dream, really good cheese.
Ann and Johnny Jones of Flower Mound just knew they wanted kids.
Mama.
Not those kind of kids. This kind. The Joneses are owners of La-Di-Da Dairy, and their journey to 93 kids and counting started quite simply. Anne really loved cheese.
We took a trip to France. Every little town we went into, they always had, you know, in the square, some people selling local cheese. I was always, oh, we gotta get some cheese. I was like, really? Again?
When they returned home, Anne tried her hand at whipping up her own cheese. She quickly discovered grocery store goat milk just wasn't the same. That's when Rosie and Serenity entered the picture.
I started by getting 2 goats just for milk for us and fell in love with the milk and making cheese. I was working a corporate job and traveling to Chicago every week, and instead of my boss asking for my reports, she was, did you bring cheese?
She began entering competitions and her cheeses started winning.
Then the opportunity came up to get a few more goats and I thought, well, why not? You know, I could make cheese, be here at home, be able to, you know, play with the goats all day. So we launched into it.
The Joneses grew their operation from just 2 goats. She started selling her cheese at farmers markets and eventually added Central Market as a customer. Today, they have more than 90 goats.
The timing is perfect. Everyone wants to eat local and they want to eat good food and healthy food, things without a lot of additives.
The Nubian and La Mancha goats they raise are more than just milkmakers. Turns out, they're better buddies than dogs. In fact, the Joneses lovingly refer to them as golden retrievers with udders.
They all have their own personality, and that's really a rewarding thing for us, because there's times you'll be standing out there, you know, you've had a long day, you've been working, and one of the goats will come up and just kind of start rubbing up against you because she wants some attention.
Anne wanted her dairy divas to have names as special as they were.
We had a doe, her name was Yo Miss High Society, and all of her daughters were Yo daughters, Y-O. And so we had Jackie Yonassis and Michelle Yobama, Scarlett Yohara, Angelina Yolee, and it goes on and on. I wanted them to have names of women that, in general, I respect and, you know, are proud to have a goat named after her. And hopefully they feel good about it, too. I don't know how Oprah would feel if she knew she had a goat named after her.
It may sound wonderful and pastoral, but it's also hard work. The Joneses started their venture in 2005, and it took about 6 years for it to start paying the bills. So their advice to aspiring goat farmers?
Think twice.
I would say don't do that.
First off is find out whether you really like goats and like dairying. Don't go out and buy 60 goats. Don't cash in your 401k to try to do this. That's not wise financially. You have to do this because you absolutely love it, because you don't get the financial compensation like you would in some other jobs.
To the Joneses, the end results make it all worthwhile.
It's the satisfaction of seeing someone's face when they taste the cheese and they're like, their eyes just light up like, wow. That to me is really fun. I love doing it.
And you get to play with baby goats. Therese Powell, KERA News.